You're tuned in to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shuswap's own community radio. Great music and culture for that cabin by the lake. Check out our programming schedule at voiceoftheshuswap.ca. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week, live in the Shuswaps is camping out in the second of two episodes with Jake Jacobson and his pals from Wildwood Productions as they present Canada Sea to Sea, a celebration of Canada's sesquicentennial, featuring music by, for, and about Canadians. Oh, wait. I think the narrator is about to ask if Stan Rogers is in the building.
Fogarty's Cove. Stan Rogers is regarded as one of Canada's greatest folk song singer-songwriters. His song, Fogarty's Cove, is about an actual place in Nova Scotia. Stan and his brother Garnet used to wander from their childhood village to gallivant along the coast of Fogarty's Cove at low tide. Later, when Stan was living in Ontario, Fogarty's Cove became a metaphor for the misfortune of having to leave home to find good work. This song is about a man who is torn between his love for his lady and his life as a fisherman out on the ocean. I think the ocean wins out. Here's Fogarty's Cove.
One, two, three, four.
Well, we just lost sight of the Queensport light round the bay before us, and the wind is blowing some cold today with just a wee touch of the snow. Along the shore near Lazy Head, hard abeam, half island, tonight we'll let the anchor go down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers roll in, till I come to wild rose chance again. Down in Fogarty's Cove, she will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers roll in, till I come to wild rose chance again, down in Fogarty's Cove. Well, my Sal is like a raven's wing, hair is like her mother's, with hands that make quick work of a chore, and eyes like the top of a stove. Come supper time, I'll walk the beach, wrapped in my old duffel, with her eyes upon the masthead reach, down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers roll in, till I come to wild rose chance again. Down in Fogarty's Cove, she will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers roll in, till I come to wild rose chance again. Down in Fogarty's Cove. Well, she cries when I'm away to sea, nags me when I'm with her. She'd rather ride a government job or maybe go on the dole. But I love her wave as we put about and nose into the channel. My Sally keeps a supper and a bed for me down in Fogarty's Cove. She will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers roll in, till I come to wild rose chance again. Down in Fogarty's Cove, she will walk the sandy shore so plain, watch the combers roll in, till I come to wild rose chance again. Down in Fogarty's Cove.
After the British crushed the Upper and Lower Canada Rebellion in 1837, captured rebels were banished or sent into exile. In 1842, moved by the plight of the refugees, 18-year-old law student Antoine Gérin Lajoie wrote Un Canadien errant, describing the despair and loneliness of a Canadian exile walking along a foreign riverbank, longing for his friends and the land of his birth. Last night, as I listened to my father, mon père, sing this song with Marcia, I was almost brought to tears. And though you may not understand the lyrics, I think you'll feel the emotion of the song. Here is Un Canadien errant.
Un Canadien errant, banni de ses foyers. Un Canadien errant, banni de ses foyers. Parcourait en pleurant des pays étrangers. Thank you.
So those words that were just spoken were actually shared by a friend of mine who sent me this story via email. So I'll be sharing the story. I won't be telling it quite the traditional way because I don't have it in my head yet. But this is a story called How Names Were Given. A long time ago, there were only animal people on this earth. There were no human beings like you and me. It was a time when animals were like people. They could laugh and talk and play and live just like you and I do. One day, the Great Spirit called all the animal people together. He told them that there would be a great change on the earth and that there would be new people coming to live with the animal people. But before they came, all of the animal people would have to change. They would be given names, and with each name, they would have a special job to do. Great Spirit told them that the next day they would gather for the name giving. The animal people were all excited and hoped to get the most important names and the most important jobs. Coyote was excited too. Most of the animal people didn't like Coyote. They said that he bragged too much about himself and pretended to know everything, even when he didn't. Coyote wanted to get a good name with an important job, so everyone would look up to him and praise him a lot. I will be the first one to the name giving, Coyote bragged to anyone who would listen. I think I would like to be Grizzly Bear and be chief of all the animals. Maybe I'd like to be Eagle and be chief of all the flying creatures. Or maybe Salmon and be chief of all the things that live in the water. Coyote's twin brother, Fox, happened to hear him. Fox knew what Coyote was like and was ashamed of his brother. Do not be too sure, brother, he warned. Maybe no one will be allowed to choose his name. Maybe everyone will just have to take what is given to him. That brother of mine always talks so smart, Coyote thought. I'll show him this time. Coyote was always trying to prove that he was smarter than Fox. So Coyote said to his brother, you'll see, you'll have to be nice to me when I'm chief. Oh, go to sleep, Coyote, his brother said, laughing, or else you won't be up in time for the name giving. You always sleep in. Coyote got angry. Just for that, he thought, I'm going to stay awake all night, just to make sure I get there first. I'm not going to sleep at all. He was still feeling very, very angry when he went to his home, where his wife Mole was sitting by the door. Mole, please gather lots of wood. I'm going to sit up all night, Coyote said. Mole did as she was asked. And Coyote built a big fire to keep himself awake. And there he sat. Before the night was half over, however, Coyote's eyes began to get heavier and heavier. He just couldn't seem to keep them open. Suddenly, he had an idea. He said, I'll prop my eyes open, and that way I won't fall asleep. Oh gosh, I'm so smart. So he broke some little twigs and propped his eyes open. It'll be a little painful, not gonna lie. And he sat back. Ha! Now I'll get there first. Although Great Spirit had plans for Coyote, so he caused Coyote to go to sleep anyways with his eyes open. Soon it was morning and time for the animal people to receive their names. Coyote slept and slept, and the animal people kept going by and looking at him. What's wrong with Coyote's eyes? They asked each other, laughing. He just sits there with his eyes wide open. Mole knew he was asleep, but she wouldn't wake him. She did not want him to become a great chief because she loved him just the way that he was. Finally, Coyote woke up. He ran to the gathering place as fast as he could. No one was there but the Great Spirit Chief. Coyote thought he was the first one there. I want to be named chief of all the animals, he shouted happily. The Great Spirit slowly shook his wise head. You're too late, he said. Grizzly Bear left early this morning. Well then, answered Coyote, let me be chief of all the flying things. Give me the name of Eagle. Again, Great Spirit shook his head. No, Coyote, all the names have been given out except for one. All the jobs have been handed out. All the plants, animals, birds, insects, and things that live in the water have gone to their special places to live and do their jobs. Only your name is left, Coyote. No one wanted to steal it from you. At this, Coyote was very unhappy. He sank down on his knees and hung his head. Poor Coyote, thought Great Spirit. I can't let him feel so bad. Get up, Coyote, he said. I made you sleep late because I have a special job for you. I sent you to the land of dreams on purpose. I have lots of work for you to do before the people-to-be come to live here. Really? Coyote asked, jumping happily to his feet. The Great Spirit nodded at him and said, in this world, there are a lot of things that will be harmful to the people-to-be. The monsters that live here will destroy the people-to-be. There will be many hardships for them. I will give you, Coyote, a special power to destroy these monsters. With your special power, you'll be able to change your shape into anything you wish. You will be able to imagine things and make them happen. This power is given to you to use wisely. It is given to you to help the people-to-be. Coyote had thought he was happy before, but when he heard these words, he was so excited that he ran around in circles, chasing his tail and yapping for joy. The Great Spirit shook his head and hid a smile as he watched Coyote frolic. It is because of your foolish ways that you will not always be careful, he warned Coyote. You may be killed. Therefore, your twin brother Fox will accompany you and be near you always. Fox will be given a special power to bring you back to life when you are killed. Even if all your bones are scattered all over, if one single hair remains, Fox can step over it and bring you back to life. Go now and try to behave and do good. You are an important person now, the Great Spirit said, sending Coyote away. The Great Spirit watched Coyote go. He knew how Coyote was. He knew that Coyote would not do a perfect job. He knew Coyote would make mistakes, and there would still be some hardships and sorrows for the people to be. However, it was very important that everything on this earth be given a purpose.